This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Maybe economic growth last quarter was better than we thought.
Balance your life with dollar signs. Tune into Marketplace Money this weekend for a look at the issues affecting your wallet. Whether it's investing, renting an apartment, or sending your kid off to college, we'll help you navigate.
From APM in New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Midday Update for Friday, February the 8th. And the big story today is the U.S. trade deficit, which fell in December to its lowest level in 3 years. Chris Lowe is chief economist with FTN Financial, and he's with us for analysis. Hi, Chris.
Good morning, Jeremy. I love being here on a good news day.
Exactly. So what's going on here? Why did the trade deficit fall like that?
Well, there were actually a lot of good things going on in December. For one thing, imports fell 2.7%. That's a big drop. And actually, they're down from a year ago. It mostly reflects the fact that we're producing a lot more oil domestically than we used to. But in addition to that, exports were up a little more than 2%. It's 2 months in a row that exports have grown. And the big driver there is that the Chinese economy is beginning to pick up again.
Wait, now why would that be? Because aren't we usually the ones buying things from China rather than the other way around?
Yes, and we do still have a deficit with China. But the thing is, in order for them to produce the consumer goods that we buy, they need raw materials. And we make a lot of the equipment, from oil rigs to big construction equipment, that they need to get those raw materials out of the ground.
And what about this idea that I've seen this morning ever since this number came out, that perhaps our economic growth last quarter wasn't as bad as first thought as a result of this number?
That's right. You know, GDP fell, but it only fell 0.1%. And part of that was because the Commerce Department had to guess at what the December trade deficit was. It was, as it turns out, a lot smaller than they thought. And that means GDP is probably going to be revised up enough that it will show growth instead of decline.
Chris Lowe, chief economist with FTN Financial. Thanks, as always.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Well, airlines are canceling flights by the minute as a major winter storm bears down on the Northeast. About 3,000 flights have already been canceled today. Marketplace's Jim Burris reports.
Airlines might wait until the day before a storm to tell you a flight's been grounded, but the decision was likely made days ago. Robert Mann is an airline consultant.
You're planning out as far as you can rely on weather forecasts.
Mann says one reason for the early planning is to keep passengers from being stranded. But the airlines also want to get their planes out of the storm's path, so they'll fly them to other airports. Mann says air carriers face another logistical nightmare.
Well, one of the biggest problems of these snowstorms is actually getting airport staff to the airport, because it's the same problem that the general population has applies to employees who need to get to work at the airports.
The weather can even affect planes that don't carry passengers. UPS says it has an entire contingency team looking at how to reroute packages if necessary. I'm Jim Burris for Marketplace.
Marketplace covers the world of economics. Are you ready for some Freakonomics? We're partnering with the team that writes about the hidden side of everything for a regular Marketplace Freakonomics story, podcast, and more. Just go to FreakonomicsRadio.com.
As Washington debates comprehensive immigration reform, one change is already in the works. Starting next month, the rules will be different for some immigrants who marry American citizens. Marketplace's Jeff Tyler reports.
Life has thrown a number of curveballs at 43-year-old Johnny Gomez.
I used to have a business for about 5 years that I closed down due to the economy.
Now he works for the Public Health Department in Ventura, California.
I'm making less than half of what I was before.
To complicate matters, his wife is from Mexico, and she came here without documentation. The government will soon change the rules for some undocumented spouses of U.S. citizens, allowing a few to get waivers.
I'm a U.S. citizen, and I'm applying for my wife's waiver so she doesn't have to be deported. If this doesn't happen, she will be deported anywhere from 6 months to 10 years.
Not everyone qualifies.
He has to get a waiver approved based on hardship, unusual, extreme hardship.
Ali Ballour is the immigration lawyer representing Johnny Gomez.
Mere separation is not hardship. So in Johnny's case, they have a special needs child. So the situation is severe.
Johnny's son is autistic. The child requires the constant attention of his mother, Margarita. She has a hard time imagining life without him.
I'm starting to cry.
Why are you crying? What are you thinking about?
Because I'm thinking for the situation, it's hard to separate with the family, my son. I always with them.
You're always taking care of them?
Yes.
Without his wife, Johnny says he'd have to hire someone to take care of his autistic son, an expense he can't afford.
If she is gone, I might have to seek government help and try to get onto assistance programs. Which is something I don't want to do. I want to be able to fend for my own family with my own job.
Attorney Ballour says the waivers could help thousands of families.
Imagine you're the sole breadwinner and your spouse all of a sudden has to go across the world and perhaps separated for years and years and years. It destroys families.
The government begins accepting hardship waiver applications on March 4th. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.
And finally, to a new study about traffic from the Transportation Institute at Texas A&M. It says, on average, drivers in urban areas spend about 38 hours a year stuck in traffic. The worst city for that is Washington, D.C., where it is 67 hours a year. L.A. is second at 61. You can find all the details about this study at marketplace.org. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.